T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tobin and Leroy.
Leroy Horde was one of the baddest men.
Nah, dude, they call me the kangaroo. Yeah.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better ask about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Still silly sauce with the show in. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes cold takes like a snowman. No proof, I'ma lie about a molding. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever trade again. What is in store? Like under the seat of the driver's side floor, it's Gucci's galore. So many more, from six in the Mars, never more. Man, if I'm honest, the damage is done. Silly sauce on unlimited funds. Join us on Twitch for unlimited fun. JFig and Marcos, you with it or what?
Toby Tobin, give two sh who Tobin is.
Well, listen, man. You might want to. Because yesterday it was Krispy Kreme, dude. Big old donut.
Man, I don't know what happened in the beginning of this week. South Florida has been hit with the big donut. Yep. Nobody can score.
Nope.
I mean, I think the Pink scored more goals than the Panthers.
I think I saw Vasilevskiy out there for the Celtics last night.
And no, it wasn't. It wasn't even that. They just missed shots.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable how cold they have gone in 1 week. 1 week! Like, what do you do when a guy shoots an open shot and it's an air ball? And basketball is this. You have a lot of players with ailing leg injuries. And I wonder if that is why they're not accurate with their shot. I mean, Jimmy Butler, he's got that knee. He's coming up short on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Kyle Lowry is missing everything. He's got the hammy. All right, and you got a couple other guys. And so I hate to make it as simple as it's a make or miss league. But this team all year getting that many open shots has never played or missed that many shots until this week.
Nope.
This full week. And so from that standpoint, and let's be clear, Boston ain't lighting it up either.
Nope.
I mean, you want to talk about finally getting a halfway close game and it being terrible basketball.
I know. I was so happy at the half. I was like, oh, look at this. A competitive half.
But it wasn't for a good reason.
Yeah, well, the thing that worried me is...
It was like racing turtles.
Well, the thing that worried me is when I looked at this at the stat sheet at halftime... It was a five point lead and I think Tatum and Brown were like, I could buy like 2 for 14 or something like that.
Right. And you knew that wasn't gonna last.
Yeah.
But we kept saying the same thing about Jimmy. We kept saying the same thing about Struce. Struce ain't gonna throw up a donut. Everybody.
Struce being throwing up donuts is crazy. Struce deciding, I think my best plan of attack is to start just attacking the rim off the dribble. Like, you know, that's cute a couple of times, but you could tell like his, you know, I think that he got to a point where the shot was just, I don't know. I don't know if he shook.
Some people had one of those big Publix recycle bags. And yesterday, Strews had one of those little bags you carry the beer when you drink on the corner.
Like a little paper bag?
Little paper bag.
Little wetness.
Let me get a bag. Let me get a bag with that beer. I can't explain it other than the last two games, three games, they've had open shots and haven't made them. And that's very uncharacteristic for them. I mean, when you think of an average shooting night, they're usually going to shoot around 40%. That's because you have enough guys driving to the hoop. If the three-point shot's not going. But when you don't have any of that, when most of your points or most of your shots coming from the mid-range or the three, and you're not even hitting those, I'm talking about guys hitting their – going to their go-to shots. Nobody was even hitting those.
Well, you think about it.
Tucker couldn't hit the corner three. Tucker couldn't hit the teardrop.
Right, and you think about last night, and it's like, you know, you get 23 more shots than they did.
It's two nights in a row.
But the majority of them are, you're putting the majority of those in from downtown, and you just can't get anything. None of them.
But here's the deal, and it's always been one of the staples of the Heat when they're playing their best, is that the ball movement creates an open shot.
Mm-hmm.
You shoot the open shot, you make it or you miss it. You got enough shooters on your team where everybody's not going to be cold on the same night. Now, in this series, they've always got more shots. They've got more shots almost every game. I'm talking about a substantial amount. Like one game, they had like 20 plus more shots.
Well, this one they did.
Right. They're shooting 30-some percent. For a Heat team, like that's crazy. So
because you're looking at it and it's like you're getting like 20 more of those shots, but 13 of them are from downtown and none of them are going in.
Right.
So
what do you? I mean, the only thing you say is I hope they make shots next game.
Like it was like they had a few of those baskets where they missed a three, got the rebound, and then scored a layup. Or that too. So it's bad right now, man. It's putrid offense. It's about the worst level of scoring. And I know Boston's good at defense. Look, they ain't this good. This is better than what am I supposed to say? They're better than the Bad Boys.
It's not even that. But the difference between what's happening now and what happened with the Bad Boys is you couldn't get a shot off. Right.
No, right now it's the Heat are laying bricks nonstop.
That's it. What do you do? I mean, all you can do is go back in and the Celtics haven't scored a boatload of points either.
Nope.
So it's not like, you know, they're running away with it. If you play average, if you shoot the ball average, you're in the last two games. Average. Not even, you don't have to shoot lights out. You just got to shoot right along your average and you win the last two games.
I like the way you say average.
What?
I just like it. I feel like you should go in the locker room.
Things going on right now in South Florida.
No, I just feel like, I feel like I would like, you remember how I wanted you to go into the Panthers locker room and just say, shoot the damn puck? I think you should just go into the Heat locker room. And, you know, most people, like, they'll be inspiring. Like, give it everything you got. You know, no stone left unturned. I wish Leroy would just go into the Heat locker room before game six. It just is like, average. Average.
Think about this. If the Heat were average the last two games, do they lose? Do they, you understand what I'm saying? Not shooting exceptional. You don't have to shoot exceptional. If you just shoot around your average, you got a chance to win the last two games.
Marcos looks like he's defeated. He's packed it in.
I'm depressed, dude.
Yeah. Well, that just means you're gutless.
No. Heat and seven. Don't get it twisted.
I don't know. You don't. That's not a Heat and seven face to me, because I look around.
Wait a minute.
I see a lot of frauds in these Twitter streets.
Hold on. Are you not the same guy who said you can be disappointed?
Yeah.
In how your team played, but still not be rats off a ship?
It's true. He did say that.
And then you're sitting here accusing somebody else of doing the same thing you wiggled your ass out of last week? Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
No.
First of all, that's different.
Because I got on you.
Yeah.
We got in a big argument over this.
But here's the big difference, because I kept getting into this argument with you while you guys wouldn't listen, because you guys were so busy trying to box me in that you wouldn't open your eyes or ears.
Well, hold on, Marco.
Here's the big difference.
We wouldn't listen.
Yeah. Well, no, you don't, because sometimes you're so distracted by trying to box me in, you don't want to hear the message. And the message was way different, because it was a 1-8 first round series with the Panthers, who hadn't won a playoff series in 20 years. This is playing for keeps, baby. This is the real deal.
Well, it, to be honest with you, when you were making that argument, I sure wish most of the players were alive when that happened.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. They don't know.
Oh, okay, dude. So you're telling me.
You think Bobrovsky came in this year saying, 26, they haven't won a series in 26 years.
Bet Barkov did. Bet he's had those talks with Luongo back in the day.
How is Barkov?
I don't know.
What the hell are you doing?
Let's see.
Don't try to wiggle out of this. You did the same thing. You had that same look. 26 years. You kept crying. 26 years. We haven't won a series in 26 years.
But, dude, here's the difference.
They don't know that.
Here's the difference. Time is a flat circle, okay?
Hold on.
I've been here before.
Hold on. Certain things come out of your pie hole we need to chew on for a minute. Repeat that. So, like we're in a congregation.
Yeah.
Time is flat circle.
Time is a flat circle.
Now do the thing. Identical.
Nope. Time is a flat circle. I've been here before. Wait. Let me take you to a little place called 2012. Where the Miami Heat, it looked bleak. They were down 3-2 in this exact scenario. Lose at home, made fun of. Little kid goes, good job, good effort. And they had to go to Boston to extend the series.
Except that team had LeBron James.
LeBron Schlemann.
What?
Forget about that.
What?
This team has the capability. And I'm not going to have a bunch of people around here wearing your gut shirts lacking the guts. Because you either have the guts or you are a phony. So all of this fan base who likes to quote Pat Riley, who says this stuff is hard and you don't look for the first door and run out of it. You have the guts. Okay. Is this not the franchise that Eric Spoelstra tells you don't let go of the rope? And what I saw yesterday was a bunch of vermin scurrying off the SS Heat, jumping into the water because they don't want none anymore. Because they're missing a few threes.
I would say this.
It was a lot of threes.
They using those ropes to pull those bricks up to the top floors.
No. You put it out of your mind. It's over now. It doesn't matter anymore.
Okay, that's fine. Like I have. Look, if there's one team that I think go in there and get it done, okay, it's definitely the Heat. I'm going to always give them the benefit of the doubt.
So say you have the guts.
Always.
So say you have the guts.
Sure, I have the guts. But more it guts? Doesn't but it doesn't
stop if you got
me.
The guts.
It doesn't stop me from talking about or discussing or having a problem or worrying about or having questions about the things that have happened this week. Not this
you can
game,
worry, but you have a 24 hour. Week. You have a 24-hour rule, because as Dr. Stoppage says, we have enough. It may now really seem like we don't have enough because Jimmy Butler has one leg. it may seem like we don't have enough because Max Strus can't hit a three anymore. It may seem like we don't have enough because Kyle Lowry stinks. Never wanted him. It may
Lowry.
Seem like we don't have enough because Bam Adebayo, God love him, won't decide to score until we're down 15.
Oof.
It may seem like we don't have enough, but that's where you're fooled, folks, because we have enough. Just when you think that you have run out of things in the cupboard, oh, look, a box of saltines have fallen over, and there's a new jar of peanut butter. We have enough.
What?
We have
how are we
enough.
No.
So just when you think you're starving.
I don't get it.
Just when you're starving.
Can we go to commercial break and come back and finish?
Just when you think we are out of food, we have no nutrition left, we have enough. All right?
I mean, I feel like right now I see a big old box of my favorite snack. I go into the pantry, move Windhorse over, grab those snacks, and the damn box is empty.
Nope. No, it's not. Because we have the guts. Jimmy Butler.
You can have the guts. I want you to have the shot.
Nope. Jimmy Butler, he's got the guts. Bam Adebayo's already had a big game in Boston, okay? He's already had a big game in Boston. He's got the guts, okay?
I don't want to have him the guts. I don't want Bam to have the guts.
PJ Tucker.
I want him to have the courage to shoot it.
Listen to me.
We have too many guys.
He's going to have
the courage. This team depends on that's deferring to other guys who we don't have as much confidence in.
He's dropping
If I'm going out, here's how I'm going out. I'm going out with Jimmy shooting 20 shots, Bam shooting 20 shots, and Strus and whoever three-pointer jacking them up. How I want to go out. I don't want to go out with them passing the ball
around. Let me tell you something about a little something about Idris Adebayo, okay? 30 and 11 is coming up again, all right? Dial it up, okay? Because Bam's got the guts. P.J. Tucker, the guts has P.J. Tucker, okay? Because he's got so much guts that guts looks to it inside and it says, oh, look, there's my P.J., all right? Max Strus. He's got the guts and the nuts. We've already seen it in Boston. And Kyle Lowry, he's got the butts. Dude stinks. Get Gabe Vincent out there. This guy can't play.
God, man.
He's hurt.
Never wanted him.
He's hurt. Why do we do that? You know these guys are banged up.
Zero. Zero. Zero.
It's hard to shoot without your legs. And we have a lot of leg injuries.
Especially if you got cheeks like that.
Marcos, don't agree with him.
I do agree. That has to be the only reason he scored 0 points. His hamstring injury must be so affected by the size of his glutes. That unfortunately,
he has no propulsion.
Nothing,
dude. He literally cannot do anything out there. He literally just dribbles the ball, takes a little trip down Robert Williams Lane. He goes, "Ooh, that's too big." Dribbles it back out, gives it to Strus. Break.
You know my most hated play is the dribble through.
I hate the dribble through. Well,
it's right there.
It literally looks like Kyle Lowry's just taking a tour of the court.
Yeah.
And they're all just like,
like he's doing layup line.
Yeah. They're just like, go ahead, dude, throw a layup. And he goes, nope, I'm out of here. But best you believe it's Heat in 7. All right. We will be here, Leroy. Let me tell you something right now.
We will be here
on Sunday, and we will be here in Pep Bus in the fourth quarter. We believe it.
Okay. We think it can happen. But we also must discuss the things that must happen, of which haven't happened in the last two games.
Make sense? From you. We'll hear from your Miami Heat. We'll hear from Bam. We'll hear from Jimmy. We'll hear from Lowry. We got my favorite Eric Spoelstra last night. No excuses, Spo. I love Spo. I love no excuses, Spo. Because he just answers all the excuse questions with no excuses. I love that guy. It's my favorite Eric Spoelstra. Well, except for the guy who said, you know, told the referees to get some sleep. I love that guy too.
Or the guy that does the traveling.
Yeah. Oh,
that's the most intense Eric Spoelstra gets. It's like he skips down the sideline doing it.
Looks like he's hitting a speed bag.
So yeah,
we'll take a break.
I'm getting tired of this donut. Like, yeah, like we're so used to seeing this team, you know, make shots, and you know, the shooting was terrible because they went on and dusted off dunks.
Yeah. Oof.
I mean,
oof.
I'll tell you what. I'm to the point right now where, like, y'all make fun of me. I want Big Yurt to go in and get six.
They went the opposite advice of you yesterday. They're just like, you know what?
Tiny.
They were like, nah, no seven footers. They're like, Eric Spoelstra heard your segment yesterday and just got mad. He goes, I'll show that, Leroy.
Dude, first of all, how tall is Williams?
Hold on. We got to take a break. We're way over. We'll get to your.
Way over? If you wouldn't have been trying to discuss asses and elbows,
don't lash out.
We'd have been fine.
Don't lash out.
Hammies and glutes and butts and nuts and all that stuff. If we had gotten past that, we could have talked about the basketball game, but you're trying to give all these damn analogies.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, stand up and make some noise for your Miami.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. I just want to say to all of our WEEI listeners today who are trying to grief listen, F Boston. And I mean that wholeheartedly. Oh, Jason Tatum, fake star.
Is he?
Doesn't do anything without a 10-point lead. Guy's a ghost. Daddy Al Horford builds the lead for him. He goes, oh, thanks, Daddy. And then he gets a couple points, and they think he did something.
That also sounds like Todd the Intern.
Yeah, that is how he – that's what he is. That's what he is. Fake star.
I want Horford tested after this series.
Me too, dude. What is this, Al Horford?
Who
thought
the
he
hell
was
is
dead.
This guy?
This guy wasn't that good on the last time he was on the Celtics.
He wasn't that good in Atlanta. He's never been
this good. Never misses a three.
My God, dude.
You know,
that's what's crazy.
Runs full court.
With that ugly-ass shot of his.
Stupid
goes in.
Dude's all asses and elbows when he shoots the ball. Never misses.
Stupid.
All of a sudden, he's turned into Ben Wallace with the clamps on Bam. It's ridiculous.
Well, that brings me to my point, is that he doesn't necessarily have the clamps. You know what he has? About 3 inches.
Yeah, but it's not even his inches, though, dude. Like, he's getting down and like, swatting the ball down low. Like, that's the thing that's annoying about it. He's got these quick-ass hands. Let's hear Spoelstra. You know, they tried to offer him up excuses last night. Idiots. You think Eric Spoelstra is going to take an excuse exit? No way, dude. Here's Spo.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're not going to make any kind of deflection or any kind of excuse. You know, Boston beat us tonight. And let's be clear about that. There's guys that are far from 100% on both sides. And that's why this is... you know, just intense competition. It's playoff basketball. You know, even as poorly as we played offensively, we still were able to compete, you know, defensively and hold them under 100. You know, for the most part this season, when we've been able to keep teams under 100, we've been extremely successful.
Yeah, well, that's when you're, I guess you're not putting on your construction hats and building a brick house.
True. Goodness.
Oof.
Goodness.
Oof. You think that Eric Spoelstra, like, before he goes out for the press conferences, do you think he just takes like 90 seconds in a bathroom and just like yells in the mirror every excuse in the book just to get it out of his system?
No.
Just because he knows he's going to go out there and he's going to go out there and give no excuses?
I think that he goes in there and yells, now we can't make a shot.
It's a very inopportune time.
Because guess what? When you get to the open shot, that's where coaching ends.
Yeah.
Right? I could understand if they couldn't get the ball past midcourt because of pressure and they made no adjustments or anything like that. But once you get the open shot, the coach's job is over.
Yep.
Because he can't go out there and shoot that shot. And that is the problem.
Tris Lichess is no more.
Cold.
Sour. Marcos, what's sour Lichess?
Duncan Robinson.
Mm. Oh, that's
sour beer.
If I went
nobody
there,
likes sour beer.
Man.
Yogurt.
They have to work so hard to get Duncan Robinson open. It takes like 9 screens.
I mean, but he look again. Once you do all that work to get a guy open, and then he shoots the shot and doesn't hit the building, I'm not talking about backboard shot clock. He is not hitting FTX Arena.
Yep.
From in the building. Like, once Spo sees that, like, where do you go? Okay, what? Try somebody else? Because yeah, that's like his only option.
Who, I mean, he basically, the only people he didn't play last night, other than Tyler. Tyler was out. UD, Markieff Morris, Dwayne Dedmon. So he literally, right. Caleb Martin was fantastic. I mean, the minutes he gave in the first half, he was awesome. Awesome yesterday. But he's not a shooter. Gabe Vincent, 1 of 7 from 3. Oladipo, 0 for 3. Lowry, 0 for 5.
0 for.
Strus, 0 for 7. Might as well try Bam. Maybe Bam should throw a couple up there.
I wouldn't. Why not?
Might be time, Bam. You know, Bam, Chris Bosh did not shoot threes until the Eastern Conference Finals in 2012. That is where we learned of the Chris Bosh three.
When he got yelled at.
Hit those threes, Bam. Let's go. What do you got to lose?
And the farther along we get in the series, the more Bam's back is facing the rim, the basket.
I mean, I hate the fact, and he's done this a couple times that really come to mind. He did this last night, and he did this in the finals, where like it really gets to dire straits, and then all of a sudden, head down, shaking everybody out of their shoes. You see that beautiful step back jumper, turnaround jumper. I'm like, dude, why does this take so long for you to decide now's go time? Like, do they hold the reins back on him? I don't know. I know I saw a lot of him on the elbow yesterday, and he's just like
facing the back way, back to dribble handoff.
I'm just like, come on, go, baby, go.
I think a lot of times, because they're unselfish, they have a hard time identifying that they are the best option.
I know. Like,
see, Jimmy can do it. But Jimmy's in a different place. But Bam has to realize that
he's got the only legs.
Pretty much.
Legitimately, he's the only guy out there who can score them 20 plus points, even though nobody did last night, and isn't broken. And, you know, Jimmy had his little flair at the start of the fourth quarter where he's like, all right, I'm going to try and empty the clip here, whatever I have left. And that was like, three missed threes, one bucket. That was right. It.
The problem is that sometimes they defer to other guys when they are the best option. Right? And what this team has done a good job of during the course of the year is understanding that. You know, one of the reasons why Strus was in because Dunks wasn't in because they didn't have to worry about him not shooting the ball. Now, he ain't making nothing.
Oh, he shot the ball yesterday.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine if your shooters take open shots and miss. The problem is not with anything other than they're missing. It's not a problem with getting the open shots.
Here's the thing, though. It's a beautiful sentiment from the numbers people. Hey, listen, you'll take those every time. When you give me a donut, what's the analysis for that? Do you have a stat for that? All right, is it like, you know, Krispy Kreme per 36? Like nothing. Like, come on, dude. All right, take a break. We'll hear more from the players. You text the show at 786-360-0790. Also, one player needs to put his thumbs away. Back after this. I created a monster. If nobody wants to see Marcel no more, they want Shady. I'm trying to live him. Well, if you want Shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of weed mixed with some hard liquor. Some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating. When I'm rocking the table while he's operating. Hey! You waited too long to stop debating because I'm back. I'm on the rag inoculating. I know that you got a job, Miss Cheney, but your husband's heart problem's gone. I see Tobin talking. I see Tobin going in.
I see him talking.
You know what? I was just talking amongst myself.
Gotcha. No.
Just thinking about it. Sometimes you got to
Gorillas.
Think
you just shot up an air ball.
Stop. Gorillas is coming to FTX Arena, Leroy, okay, in October. And what are you giving me a chance to win? I was just practicing it to myself,
perfect.
Okay?
Pro's pro.
That's what you got to do. To enter, go to theticketmiami.com and register. If your name is picked, you win. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. What, you're already at it this morning? It's 6:44. Are you eating a parfait?
No. Grapefruit.
Hold on. Bring that back, because that looked like that what you're eating, just a grapefruit, like out of its skin?
No, you know, you get the little thing with grapefruit.
You're eating a cup of grape? No, higher. What's the cup look like? You're a child.
Oh, that's a big cup, Leroy. That's not a like cup. A little dole like cup a, of.
No,
like
because you got to do it that way. Because when you pour, when you, it's a big thing. When you pour it out, all the damn juice comes out. No grapefruit.
I got to go cutting. My mango tree is blossoming right now.
Yeah, mango season.
You are a giant mango.
But what does that mean? Whoa. You are not nice.
You're an average fruit. That's too much work.
What? Average?
Hold on.
Banana mangoes?
Mangoes are a pain in the ass to eat on its face. I'll tell you
that's
that.
What I, okay. And so but was I wrong? Was I wrong?
Lot, but they
you
make a lot of.
You pretty much gave the definition.
No. But you got to agree. Mango flavored things are delicious.
Yeah.
Here. Can I just say this? And I know people like this. My brother was like this. He hated onions, but loved onion rings. I like mango flavored stuff. But I'm not a fan of mango.
Little mango and Tito's? I'm going to get drunk tonight. Woo!
I like mango soda. Mango soda is delicious.
You know what tomorrow might be a good day for?
What?
Golden Monkey.
Oh, aren't you doing that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Might be a good day for it, because let me tell you something. I'm going to need to... power through, because it's going to be a slow crawl to that tip-off for the Heat to extend this series to Game 7. I'm excited.
Hey, Publix must have heard us. You know why?
Why?
I walk into Publix.
No monkey?
You know when they do the whole little kind of trick you into buying stuff?
Yeah.
They had a whole shelf of Golden Monkey.
Man. I kind of feel like I have to like sacrifice something to the Golden Monkey to get a bunch of three-pointers.
Could be.
How did you sacrifice some of them badass takes you've been having?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, dude? My takes have been fire. Why? Just because I picked Gentleman Sweep?
No.
Whatever.
No. That's the least of your bad hot takes.
Let me tell you something. Even if the Heat don't get any of these postseason series in five, bet your ass I'm showing up to that parade in a top hat and monocle. Let's hear more of Eric Spoelstra, who looks at the stat sheet and just gets disgusted.
It's possessions that we've had, you know, for a large part of the season. And even a lot of our actions and just how the offense was functioning, you know, I thought was way more in our wheelhouse. We were much more purposeful and intentional. You know, if you remove the emotion, you know, of the misses, you know, I don't even know. Oh, okay, yeah, that's not a great three-point percentage. I mean, we all felt it, we all saw it. That's why I want to be like objective about it. You know, they did block a couple of our threes, and look, they're a great defense. So it's not like we're going to score 130. What I'm looking at is, are we getting shots in our wheelhouse, shots that are in our strength zones? And if we're missing some of those shots, you can't, you know, panic and just try to reinvent things. You know, I know how ignitable our guys are. That can turn in a hurry, particularly on the road.
Oh, you sly dog. I like that little ending.
Hey,
yeah, man.
That's my guy right
up
there.
Up to something.
He's got something up that sleeve.
You want me to translate that for you?
If it needs translating, but go ahead.
He basically said, you can lead a horse to water. I got the horse to the water. Whether he drinks it or not, you got to live with it.
I think basically what he said was, hey, Duncan Robinson, you know, I'll play in Utah next year. Don't lose game six. We all saw Riley's look yesterday. I know that Riley look.
Yeah. He took off his mask.
That's Riley cooking something up.
Tell you what, though. Cook up on game six.
Nah, he's not thinking. No, in times like that, Riley's not thinking about the game. He's thinking big picture.
Oh.
For some Andy, he goes, Andy, my boy, bring me the trade machine. It's fourth quarter, Pat. I know. It's just, you know, for kicks. Oh, I got to get to this. All right.
Oh my goodness. What are you doing?
I want to make something very clear. Okay.
You love Bam?
I do love Bam. But I want to make something very clear. I am not Heat Nation's clown. I don't do things on request. Okay? So we're clear. You don't get to just send me whale emojis last night because Joel Embiid tweets something and think, I'm going to play your game. I find it disrespectful. This team right now is not eliminated. Okay? I missed this. I missed the announcement where the Celtics won this series 3-2. They did not. So I will not start trading pieces away willy-nilly because broke-ass Joel Embiid, who is made of porcelain and has never been to the conference finals, decides to feel froggy last night, get his thumbs out, which apparently actually work now all of a sudden when they did it in the series against the Heat, and he decides to tweet out, Miami needs another star. No, dude. Two things. One, Miami Heat, you guys are acting like a bunch of floozies, okay? You're trading away this team in the midst of the Eastern Conference Finals. All of you people who want to blow this thing up, who are chanting, guts, look at this team, got it in the mud. And you want to trade it away for Joel Embiid, who you just beat.
Hold on.
Disgusting. Disgusting. I hate that.
Hold on. First of all, that analogy is garbage simply because Kevin Durant went to Golden State and they won 2.
Okay. What does that have to do with anything?
Because the same scenario.
It's not the same scenario.
Yes, Golden State beat KD, and then he went there.
KD had at least been to the finals, dude. Okay, like, Joel Embiid's never been to the conference finals.
That's not even my main point. Okay? Less than 5 minutes ago, you were talking about Pat Riley going into the lab with Andy Ellisberg.
Yeah, but I don't want it to be
so
Joel Embiid.
Why do you think people send you whale emojis?
Because, dude, it's disrespectful. Like,
is
let
it?
This team
you
play
just
a
had
season.
A conversation with Pat.
No, Pat was having a conversation with Andy. He always is thinking big picture. That's his job. Your job as fans is to root on the team. And you know who I'm not going to be rooting for on? A 7'1" piece of porcelain who always, always breaks down. You want to know something that this Heat team doesn't need? More people who get hurt at the end of the season.
Hey. I just think you did a little samurai, some of your best sword work right there.
Let me tell you something right now. I'm not trading Bam Adebayo for Joel Embiid. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to talk about it. Joel Embiid is never going to win anything. He's always going to break down. And I'm not going to sit here and hear him cry one, oh, Miami needs to start. Dude, Bam, just shut your ass down, okay? Stop taking shots at him on Twitter. Oh, Miami needs another star. Oh, yeah. Who's that supposed to be? You? You're a walking game of operation. You called you and James Harden a fat bum the next Kobe and Shaq. Laughable. Put your thumbs away, dude. You'll play the rest of your career with James Harden and you'll like it. Trying to get your way to the Heat. I'll get out of here.
You good now? Because
I am good. No, I'm not good.
Yeah, I know that look that Marcos has, and that's the look of marking the tape.
Yeah,
Marcos,
gotta save that.
Mark the tape. Let me tell you something right now.
Marcos was like, okay, done.
Okay, let me mark the tape. Marcos, I have no interest in the Miami Heat trading for Joel Embiid. The dude is porcelain. He's a crybaby, he's a flopper, he's a thespian, and he's never going to win an NBA championship being the main piece.
Question. You think if Joel Embiid ended up here that some of those things would change?
Don't want to find out. Don't want him. With one caveat.
You've said that about two other Heat players.
With one caveat.
You said that about two other Heat players. Kyle Lowry. You said it about Jimmy Butler.
Stop stepping on my bit. Unless that trade is for Kyle Lowry, then I'm totally fine with it. Because this dude's giving you nothing. because I never wanted him. I can't believe we gave him Goran Dragic's number. Imagine how good Goran Dragic would be in this series right now. Kyle Lowry's giving you nothing in these playoffs other than morale.
Lowry?
Morale. That's it. Exactly, Leroy.
We need morale. We need buckets. Morale ain't never got you to the finals. Buckets have.
Gabe Vincent is so much better than him.
Gabe Vincent is just healthier.
And?
Scrappier.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
You think Kyle Lowry's 38-year-old hamstring is going to be better next year? What about his 39-year-old hamstring?
What are you giving me? Why are you giving me?
Like, just tell me. But Joel, let me put your thumbs away, dude. All right, stop flirting. It's unbecoming of you. Okay, you look desperate. And Heat Nation, stop sending me whale gifts during the game. I'm focused on the game. I'm not here sharpening my harpoon. It's unbecoming, Heat Nation.
Really?
Yeah.
That's where
stop.
You're going.
Stop
with
playing
that.
That sound. I'm not doing the whale thing. Okay. Everybody say, do the thing, Tobin, do the thing, do the thing. I'm not going to do the whale thing. Okay. We have a season in progress right here. All right. I'm trying to win a championship. And you people want to go look for Joel Embiid. Just beat him. Porcelain. Dude belongs in an antique shop.
You know what that means?
Huh?
There's a 90% chance he ends up here now.
Joel Embiid to Miami, baby.
Yeah.
Next Marcos. Heard it here first, yeah, everyone.
Because then look, what makes our show so great is when you go all in on a guy and then we got to go to media day and you interview that guy.
Oh, just so I'm – hey, Marcos, just so we have the tape doubled, just in case you didn't mark it this time. I don't want the Miami Heat to trade for Joel Embiid. He's a crybaby. He's never gotten to the conference finals. And he's made of fine china. Broken face, broken thumb, broken heart.
Let me ask you a question.
Unless it's trading for Kyle, trading Kyle Lowry for him.
Let me ask you a question. And this is mere, you know, just throwing stuff out there. Mm. You realize if Joel Embiid was on this team, this series would be over.
Would it? Because, I mean, yes. You sure? With his broken face and broken thumb?
100%.
Are you talking about a healthy Joel Embiid?
100%.
Are you talking about a healthy Joel Embiid? Because he's never healthy.
No, the broke face, even the broke face Joel Embiid.
Okay, really? Because he just got shut down by this team. So what are you talking about?
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
And by the way, news flash, he's always broken.
Okay.
Guy just wants the attention on him. Show pony. That's what he is.
Really?
Show El Embiid.
All right.
Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.